Hi everyone, welcome to this new episode of CX Update, your monthly video with inspiration about customer experience. Welcome to this new episode. We're entering a new phase of personalization, and it's linked to artificial intelligence. Now, first, look at the impact of personalization. There was a recent McKinsey study that showed that companies that do personalization right, they can increase their revenue with 10 to 15%. The best in class actually increase it with 25%, so it's worth the investment. And even more important, customers, 70% of the customers think that personalization is a normal thing. If you don't personalize, they don't understand anymore. So it's becoming a minimum demand. So you need to increase the bar. And artificial intelligence is the instrument that will help us with that. In the past, AI and personalization was like so-so and half-half, but we're moving into a new phase. Like if you look at the demo of Spotify that launched a artificial intelligent DJ, that looks pretty impressive. You have your own personal radio DJ with a real human voice that actually can bring you songs that you like, but also songs that you listened to a couple of years ago and then link it back to a certain moment. So it's fully personalized with the explanation behind it. And this is something that we're moving into. If you look at the evolution of ChatGPT, generative AI, the possibilities that artificial intelligence is now demonstrating, it's clear that we're moving to a phase where personalization will become really, really good. And the day that it does, it changes more than just personalization. I wrote about this in my book, Customers the Day After Tomorrow. It actually means that the AI will become the gatekeeper in our life. In the past, traditional media were the key gatekeepers. Today, for many people, social media are the key gatekeepers. In the near future, artificial intelligence will be the gatekeeper for the information that we get, the product offerings that we get, the music that we listen to. AI will define what we see and what we don't see. And we all know that there's good and bad behind that. But as a company, if you take this into account, it means that you have to invest in certain things to make sure that the customer will still have access to your products and your information. You need to make sure, for instance, that there's enough content available, good quality content available on the internet that the AI will have access to make sure that they get the right information that you want the gatekeeper, the AI, to give to your customers. Like I saw many people posting stuff about ChatGPT and demonstrating how bad it was when they typed in their own name and they said, look, the system is completely wrong, it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that the system doesn't work, it just meant that there was not enough data about those people available on the internet. When the AI makes a mistake about a certain topic, it means that the data behind it was not accurate. And this is the action that many companies forget to take today. If you want to make sure that your customers get access to high quality data, the right data about your product, when AI becomes a filter, then you need to make sure that that content is available on the internet as soon as possible, because that will define your positioning in the near future. So a new phase of personalization that will change customer experience, but that also means that we need to act upon that today by providing the internet with the content that is important for that filter. Let's talk about the benefits of ChatGPT in customer experience. How can ChatGPT improve customer experience? I see five possibilities. The first one is that this is a new generation of chatbots at the rise. The old chatbots were scripted. The new ones are more conversational, and the old ones felt very unhuman and were very frustrating towards customers. The new ones are like you're having a conversation with another human. The quality of the feedback that you get is much, much higher. You can continue a conversation, so it's like you're actually talking to a person on email. Once we have the quality of ChatGPT in customer service bots, it's gonna be a whole new world of automation of customer service. The second one is intelligence augmented. I've been talking about this for years, but now it's finally happening. The system, the AI, can help humans to speed up their work, their reactions towards customers. They can ask the chatbot to give a first idea of a reaction towards an email, and then they can fine-tune it a little bit. Or if you have to send an email to like let's say, thousands of customers, and you have to tell them that maybe a shipment is going to be late or that you're out of stock of certain products, you can just ask the chatbot to write an email for you, and then you can fine-tune it. So the productivity of the humans working in customer service will increase dramatically because of AI. The third one is conversation management on social media. Today, many organizations have people that are just reacting to people on Twitter or on Facebook or when they write a review on TripAdvisor or on OpenTable. Now, you can ask ChatGPT to write a first reaction towards that post of a customer. And again, you get a first reaction, you get a certain style, you can fine-tune it a little bit, but you can now react towards reviews on TripAdvisor, for instance, at maybe 20% of the time than compared to when you have to type in everything. So it speeds up conversation management, and again, it's an increase in productivity. The fourth benefit is innovation. Sometimes we're like stuck. We're always thinking about the same concepts over and over again to make our customers happy. Now you can ask your AI assistant to come up with some ideas and say, what can I do to wow my customers when something like this happened or when something went wrong? You can ask them to, you can tell them the style and the culture of your company and say, which innovations in customer experience would bring value to our customers? So instead of bringing together 10 people for half a day, you now just type in a question, and I've tried it. You get some surprising results and some new good ideas that after that first session of ideas, you can build upon that as a human team. So it inspires the team to come up with new ideas, innovation in customer experience. And the fifth benefit that I see is linked to the aspect that ChatGPT can also code. Sometimes interfaces for customers are not up to speed or they're not convenient enough. And then the CX team wants the IT team to work on that. But very often there's like this long line at IT and you're like have to wait 3 months to change a simple thing for the customer. What if you could outsource this now to a machine? What if you could ask ChatGPT to improve the code or change the code, and then you can actually improve your user interfaces much faster than in the past, which creates a new benefit for customers. They give feedback, then you can react faster, even if it is IT related. So five key benefits that I see for generative AI, ChatGPT in customer experience. So guys, this was my monthly update, CX update, themed about artificial intelligence, the hype of the moment. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it with others, subscribe to my channel, and I hope to see you again in one of my next videos. Bye-bye.